Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the January 15th meeting of the Bettendorf Planning and Zoning Commission. Could I have the roll call, please?
Bennett, here.
Hart?
Here.
Hatler?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Altendorf?
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum, so we can proceed. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the December meeting. You've all been given a copy. Do I have any corrections or additions? Harry?
I move with that. We approve the minutes of December 18th.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is review of commission procedures. We are the Bettendorf Planning and Zoning Commission. We hear items of concerning the zoning ordinances, platting, and preliminary plans. This is a public meeting. If you care to address us, please go to the podium in the back of the room and state your name and address once recognized. Thank you. This is, by the way, an advisory body. We advise the City Council. The actions we take in here are not final. Everything must be approved by the City Council. Having said that, the next item on the agenda is review and approve the 2013 annual report. The staff I'd like to recognize has done a great job putting that together. So thank you.
Good job, Lisa.
And I noticed that we've done about the same number of things the last couple, 3 years, all around 45 items. Does anybody have any corrections or changes? If not, can I have a motion to approve the annual report?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next item is the election of officers. I'm going to open the floor up to nominations for chairman or chairperson. I think Mr. Wendland would.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Wendland to continue his role as chair.
And I will second that motion.
Okay.
Anyone else? Hearing none? We have closing nominations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. And I think for vice chair, I think the chairperson can either nominate a vice chair, or in the past we've just had kind of a rotating, so I don't know whose turn that is. Okay. Well, we can talk about that later. The next item is item six. It's a rezoning. It's case 14-001. It's lot 25 in the villas at Glengevlin second edition, and it's a rezoning of from R3 and two family residential district to PR3 planned residential overlay district, submitted by Town and Country Bettendorf LLC. Can I have a report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the site outlined in yellow is the area that's under consideration for this rezoning. It's as you said, it is lot 25 right here, and the rest is this Highland Point right here, both already platted. This is the concept. You have some lots in here that are duplex lots, and these are shown as detached single family here, and you have it throughout in these areas right here. The petitioner is requesting an overlay district, and essentially on this schematic, what he's requesting is that 17 out of 24 of these lots basically are given a width of 50 feet, when in the past they'd be required to have a 70-foot width, and then that these here, these duplex lots, those comply, but essentially he's asking for relief on 17 out of the 24, and then 13 out of the 24 lots in terms of square footage as shown in this concept. This again, lot 25 of what was the plat for the villas at Glengevlin second edition, and then the rest of this was the original proposal or preliminary plat for the entire area as proposed by the developer in prior years. Give you an idea that this is something that hasn't been done in quite a while. Our last go at it was in 1996 with the Legends at Palmer Hills. The first one was the one Luther Manor proposal, and you had two of them. In 1980 and 1991, you have two buildings on this site. Over here, we have Willow Run. There are some townhouses, and then there are, I believe, there's two other houses, or maybe like a duplex in this area. And then we go to the development here for the Masons retirement area. This again, buildings pretty much put together multifamily structures. Down here we have duplex type structures in the Legends at Palmer Hills. In looking at this concept, the things that will be regarded as relevant to this development are going to be the square floor ratio, or the floor area ratio, which would be 77% is what the maximum relief amount would be. We also have the requirements of a submittal of a site development plan after a final plat and preliminary plat have been submitted. So a site development plan will show the layout of the buildings on the lot. There's also a timing factor here, requirements here that that plan be submitted, and then there be a completion schedule done within a year's time that the structures be completed. A report then is later submitted by the city planner to city council regarding that completion, and then there are also other certain deadlines that have to be met in terms of progressing through the subdivision. Staff, in looking at this particular proposal, would ask that you consider what information we supplied in terms of history, and then also related to our ordinance here, in making your decision on whether or not to recommend approval of this rezoning. I would ask, are there any questions?
I have a couple, Greg. So you're not really making a recommendation?
We aren't, Mr. Chairman, because in looking at this is so infrequent, and none of the current staff have ever dealt with this type of rezoning. It's not really like a PUD. It is somewhat different. It's more applicable. We tried to also find some information on this, and when we looked at what this body did in passing this particular ordinance in 1979, they only referred to the inclusion of townhouses in an R3 district, and that's the reason they gave for providing this entirely new ordinance, because they wanted to provide that type of structure in an R3. We've had the rezonings in PR5 and PR4, but we've never done a PR overlay district in an R3 before. So we really don't have a whole lot to go on.
I noticed that in the ordinance it says that the developer will state the hardship or the reason why he needs a planned overlay district and can't go with, let's say, a standard R3. Do we have a reason?
He will provide the reason.
Okay. Is the developer here? Yes, sir. Could you step to the rear, please?
My name is Dan Dolan. I'm the developer. This is now the third phase of what I call the Village of Glengevlin. Phase one was a long Devil's Glen Road. We put in 22 homes, 11 attached buildings, lots as narrow as 45 feet. Phase two, we had 24 units, 12 attached buildings with 45-foot wide lots. I was able to acquire the entrance lot from Dial, which gave me additional footage, so we separated 8 units. So if I look at that addition right now, 7 of those 8 are sold, single units. So in my mind, I'm meeting a changing demographic. Better or worse, America's aging. Iowa is the second most aged state in the country, second to Florida. By percentage. To retain our seniors, we have to provide cost-effective housing. To have to require larger lots increases first costs and life cycle costs. Now, what I'm doing in this phase here, what I'm asking you to consider, my original plan had 13 attached buildings with 45-foot wide lots. So now I'm asking to give up two houses, leave two buildings at 45-foot wide lots, and make the rest of them 50 feet wide. So I'm lowering the density, I'm increasing the size of the lots. I'm not putting in private streets like the legends. This is city streets. It wouldn't take any imagination to figure out what I'm doing, because I'm working in the just the next lot over. We're building homes, so it's easy to see what you're going to get. We're building them on city streets, which I think was problems going back to some of the other overlay districts that occurred. I'm actually growing the lots, putting in what could be considered nicer housing as opposed to attached. So to go to 70 feet wide, we're increasing costs. It's my first cost and my life cycle costs maintaining the lawn. So that's why I'm here tonight. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, yeah, the question I have is, you have 45-foot wide lots already, and I think that's R3, right?
Correct.
Why can't we keep it at R3 and remain with 45-foot wide lots? Why do we have to have...
I believe it's an ordinance that if you do attached, they're 45 feet wide. If they're detached, it requires 70. I see an incongruity there. We have a 5-foot side yard setback on attached, so I'm asking to give me 5-foot setback. I'm going to go to fewer lots and larger lots. So it's kind of contrary to what most people come here and ask you to do, is to increase density. I'm asking you to decrease density, but I'm trying to meet a market segment. I look at my first phase, we sold very aggressively, they were all attached. The second phase, I offered 8 detached, and 7 of them sold before we even had the street in. Mm-hmm. So I see that that's the what the market is telling me to do. My success is I follow the market. I don't think we're diminishing the value at all by going to larger lots with single-family homes on them. So that's kind of what I'm asking to achieve here today. If we're not approved, then we're at 45-foot wide attached homes. So I'm willing to lower the density because the velocity of sales will compensate me for my loss of two homes.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Any other questions for the... No. Anybody else from the audience?
Sir. Robert Hartung, 4101 Treeline Drive here in Bettendorf. And I've been a lifelong Bettendorf resident, except for a decade in the Navy and away at school. I've been looking at these duplexes out there, and my wife and I have just retired, and we want to stay here in Bettendorf. It's our home, both of us. But we do not want to live in a duplex for both the quality of life and the ability to use natural lighting in a home. We'd like to have windows on four sides of the structure. We don't like, well, we're in a nice house now, but it's way too big. We need to downsize. Our goal is to get away from as much yard work as possible. I mean, everybody can do that. We want to minimize our ongoing expenses as we get older. And I think we're just the leading edge of this huge baby boomer population that is going to want smaller houses when they retire, or perhaps even demand smaller homes to move into as they're starting out, because we have, in the edges of Bettendorf, $1 million and $2 million plus homes, which I think in 20 years you're going to have a real tough time selling. And if you can retain people in the city, I mean, we don't use many services. We're not involved in rush hour. We pay a lot of taxes, but we don't use the schools. So the more people you can retain here who want to stay here and give them the type of housing they want, better off you are from a tax base in the future. I mean, we want to hold our costs down just like you want to hold the city costs down. Any questions?
Thank you. Anybody else would like to address us on this issue? If not, any discussion from the commission? Any questions?
My questions were answered.
Alrighty.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 14-001.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Case 14-001 has been approved. The next item on the agenda is case 14-002. This again is a rezoning. It's the east side of 5800 block of Devil's Glen Road, from A1 Agricultural District to an R2 Single Family Residential District, submitted by Wynn Miller Development. Do we have a staff report, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner wants to rezone this area right here. He's acquired property from both of these neighbors, and this is a concept of what he's laying out right now. We're asking, too, that this parcel be rezoned to A2. It's on septic right now. That's the reason it would, we would recommend A2, because septic or well use of property necessitates that it be something other than an R1 through R5 district. And this will be something that has already been filed and will accompany this development through the process, as it were, this needing to get completed before any of this becomes final platted. But these are the this is the layout. You do have access from the Copper Ridge additions above, access also off of Devil's Glen Road, and then circulation of traffic through these lots here. Petitioner, in looking at this, looked at some of the other zoning in the vicinity, and having seen that it was a mixture of R2, and then you have R3 above. The fact also that the lots are actually, I believe, almost every one of them is larger than what would even be required in an R1 district, had bearing on this as well. So what we looked at in evaluating this and making a recommendation for the rezoning was the factors, again, that it's larger lot sizes is found above here in the R3 district that Mr. Windmiller had developed, and that he's bringing that concept again here, but getting it to an R2 designation. Staff recommends approval of the rezoning with comments that are in the report.
Thank you. Could we go over just again quickly, is the lot that is going to be rezoned A2, is that included in this, or is this?
No, it isn't. That will be should be coming before this body next month.
All right, so that will be a separate item.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. This is a matter of curiosity for my sake. We have R1, and now we've quite, on a number of times, we've used R2 for brand new developments, and R2 was supposed to be for the older section of town, infill. Why do people want to use the R2 on that? And they're using lots that are would satisfy R1.
It's the setbacks. You get a uniform setback approach of 25 and 25 rear and front yard.
With the R2.
And with the R2, and it's, in terms of the size, it's, you know, the fact that it's been permitted by, it was voted to be approved for by the city council, that this area here essentially is R2. Mm-hmm. Over across the way, and then you had this subdivision here as well, develop in the same manner, following the same constraints of, again, providing that larger lot that you'd find in the R1, and then the setbacks brought back to a lesser extent. So there's already precedent for it, and then, of course, you have the R4 and the R3 up here that follow the same setback standards.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions from the commission? Anybody from the audience would like to address us on this issue? Yes, sir.
I'm Craig Winner, the petitioner, and really the only thing I want to say is I want to introduce my son, Reed Winmiller, who is a partner in our development and will be part of this, and you'll probably see his face down here a lot, as you do mine. So I appreciate it. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't. Does anybody from the commission?
Nope. I want to clarify your question, too, on the R2. We will be building all of the homes there, and by having the side yard setbacks at 5 and 10, we can kind of control how those houses set in there rather than having it sold off to various builders, and everybody does willy-nilly how they want to do it. We really pay attention to how we set our garages, how we set our houses. And if you drive through Copper Ridge just to the north, you will see as you drive in that you don't see garages as the first thing you see. They're on the way out, you see them. And that allows us to have a very good streetscape, and that is our reason for doing that on the R2.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if we have no other questions, I can have a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 14002, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed? Motion carries. Case number 14002 is approved. The next item on the agenda is, let me get this, is another rezoning. It's case 14005. It's 3715 and 3719 State Street. It's an I-2 General Industrial District, asked to be rezoned to a C-2 Community Shopping District, and it's submitted by Rad Pant. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the location is outlined in yellow, and as you can see, there are many different zoning designations nearby. Plenty of C-3 on this side here with C-4 behind it, C-1 and C-2 up here. C-3 there, and then we also have C-3 right here. Land use for the area is commercial, so there was an anticipation potentially that one day there would be a transitioning from an industrial designation to a commercial designation, and the entirety is within that commercial land use designation, which would facilitate the rezoning to C2. What we're looking at is the Flicks location, the former location, retention of these buildings here. The house here potentially is an office, and then this, a food court's anticipated over in this direction. And then I'll show on the overhead. Food court right here, convenience store here, parking lot here with this garage taken out here, parking here, and then office where the existing residential structure is. The petitioner in presenting this to us, we'll also have to, of course, meet all of our ordinance requirements regarding the establishment of that business. We'll evaluate it as to parking and the type of load that's anticipated, and any other things related to any other types of occupancies that would be at this site. So we will make sure that they abide by those standards. The footprint itself is going to pretty much remain the same, though. As before, and again, parking modifications, and then we would look at any other things that need to get done. But in evaluating this proposal, staff supports the petitioner's request with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple yes. questions, and I realize we're just talking about zoning right now. Greg, did I understand you to say that all the buildings will be torn down except for the house?
This will remain.
Uh-huh.
And all this will remain. This garage here will be taken out, and there's also a garage further back in here. Those are the two buildings that will be removed. These will remain.
Okay.
Everything will remain here, and I'll just point, go back to the doc cam. This is where that one garage was facing the private drive or Devil's Glen, but this is actually a private drive. It's not really Devil's Glen, and there's a garage that sits back here. Those are the only two structures that are going to be removed.
And again, I know we're just talking about zoning, but help me understand what the difference is between a food court and a convenience store.
I believe the petitioner's here. He knew about tonight's meeting. He could probably better explain maybe what he anticipates between the two.
Hello, my name is Rad Pandit. Excuse me. I'm about 7 year Bettendorf resident, and the question, the answer to the question is the convenience store is where you find all the convenient items, your soda, chips, regular household groceries and stuff. The food court is where you'll find food, real hot food. My thinking is we'll have a common seating area, and then you have multiple counters, maybe two or three counters with a pizza, sub, and a fried chicken, where you can go grab food and come back, just like a mall setting, but in a very small scale.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have any more questions for me?
The rest of my questions will come later in the process, I think. Not tonight.
Yeah. Any other questions from the commission? I do have one. This is a C2. Why not a C3?
I think we were looking at potentially the uses that may end up going into a C3. I think we were looking at what would satisfy the needs of the petitioner. At the same time, this area being closer to what was, it's sort of an intersection, that we didn't feel the C3 would probably be necessary. Foster Family Music is, I think, one of the few C2 zoned areas on this side of State Street, but we thought that this would blend in, give him what he needed. And also, too, there's a, I think, you know, there, we just want to sort of look at the confines of what the ordinance permits, and we felt this was probably the best fit.
Thank you. I agree with that. Any other questions? Can I have a motion, please? I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Robert Hartung again. Just forgive my ignorance, but where do you start thinking in this process of safety of ingress and egress onto a very busy four-lane road? We don't want to get where Elmore is, where it's a free-for-all. And I kind of see two entrances to parking lots. If what I think is an entrance from State Street, one of them right next to a private drive that has been more than once mistaken for a continuation of Devil's Glen Road.
This is really early in the process. This is just strictly rezoning. We're not even really required to have this kind of information. At the there'll be a site plan that has to be developed.
Okay.
At that point, then we'll talk about
it. But that's
it.
All looked at some point.
That's
okay.
Later in the process. But thank you for your questions. Any other comments, questions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 14-005, subject to the staff's recommendations.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 You opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is a preliminary plat, and it's for case 13070 Haley Heights Additions, phase two, submitted by the Middle Road Developers. We have a staff recommendation, please.
Mr. Chairman, the site under consideration is this large parcel right here. It was rezoned and broken down into different types of zoning. Right here you have your C, R2 zoning for commercial, R3 right here, more dense housing, and then here's your least dense housing in the R1 district. This is the preliminary plat, essentially showing means of entry up here will be Addison Drive, and this is a continuation of 55th Avenue, which will come over here and then also continue into the Beaver Meadows development. We have an outlot area over here intended for stormwater, and we will be coordinating that, looking at that later on, our engineering people will, regarding detention. And we also have access coming in from the other Haley Heights additions that are up here to the north. Part of the design of this particular subdivision was closing this up for potential entry here because of a potential stacking issue with getting into this area. So the developer did modify that at our request, and we in looking at this felt that it matched up with the zoning as was brought before this body, I believe, about 2 years ago. And the concept now is filling out from north to south, pretty much with the same type of housing until you get into what would be the sort of, I guess you want to call it the buffer area right here where you have the R3. Staff also has requested that this area here be taken and remediated so that the structures on site are removed within a certain period of time. In looking at this report, staff recommends approval of the preliminary plat with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, would anyone from the audience like to address this issue?
May I change my mind and ask one question?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Greg, you pointed out the outlot in the northeast corner. Is the area just immediately north of that, is that going to be maintained as an outlot as well? I mean, I know it's a different parcel, but...
This up here is owned by the owner of this land over here.
Okay.
So at the present, it can remain in that natural state. We right. have no requirements that would bind that parcel in any way to provide detention.
Okay.
Simply that the water would pass through here as it naturally does.
And that's all part of the long-range plan for that area?
We don't know what will occur here, but above, of course, there is a detention area within the Haley Heights subdivision right now with a water feature, and that needs to operate in conjunction with this and any other potential area that, if needed, were to be brought up on the commercial lot here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Would you like a motion?
I would like a motion, yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 13-070, subject to the staff's recommendations.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
All right.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion. Anybody opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. Last item on the agenda. Well, maybe not last, but almost. Case 14-004. Another preliminary plat. This is Wyndham West Edition, submitted by Advance Homes. Do we have a staff report, please?
Mr. Chairman, the site is approached up Middle Road. Essentially, you're going to have an entry right here, and you have Crow Creek running through this area here. This used to be Outlot A of the Tanglewood Terrace Edition. This whole area, and then you had other lots that were platted over here, and then even one further below what was Tanglewood. The petitioner has laid out his proposal in this manner. Middle Road will be an access here, and then eventually there will be some kind of access as needed when more of this area up here develops. and you'll have a shared right-of-way entry that will come in here. But for now, this will be the entryway, and you'll have a road network that essentially operates like this, and then there's also a cul-de-sac down here. There are 109 lots proposed in this site, and we have also looked at the requirements for stormwater detention in various areas and what might need to get done. And as the engineering plans come forward, we will be looking at those things and making sure that they are approved within the parameters of the final platting process that will take place with this overall site. Staff, in looking at this proposal, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thank you, Greg. Does the commission have any questions?
Are there any restraints on the number of lots that can be built before that second entrance is opened?
I don't know that we looked at that. I think what we were trying to figure out is, I guess there are some prospective people that are interested in potentially developing that area in the near future, but at the same time, that's something that we could potentially put in there, or you could, as a body, you could say what you want to do in terms of staging and how many entry points there need to be.
I think that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about other developers potentially up there, up in that northern area, not this development?
Well, yes, in terms of the other half of the right-of-way acquisition and then paving.
I guess the question might be for the city fire department is how many homes they would allow before they would want another entrance. I don't know what the, you know.
Mr. Chairman, we have no representative from the fire department here tonight.
Okay. Do we want to defer this until we can get that question answered, or?
We could look at this during the staging of the final platting. Obviously.
Yeah, we'll see this a second time.
Yeah, with though. Most subdivisions, they'll come in and plat just a finite number of lots at one time. And there is, I don't know how much we want to say, but there is, Public Works is looking at possibly doing something with the intersection up there at Crow Creek and Middle Road, which could affect this access in the near future.
Well, I do think it's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. It is a perfect
and,
question.
I think it is something that I would like to have nailed down before we go too much further. So, right, thank you. The other question I have is this zoned R3?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it is zoned R3. Right, thank you. Any other questions from the commission? How about the audience? Anybody from the audience would like to address us on this? Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is Joe Van Horst, and I've got some concerns about the property line. From what I understand, that when that middle road was put in, Van Horst Development sold the ground to the city for the road access or whatever, and after the road was completed, there's vacated ground there. Could you tell me where that property line is?
I can't. Perhaps Mr. Beck can.
I think he was looking at the middle road side there. Great.
This is the ground right in here that is not a portion. Of the plat, and you have Middle Road right here. You've got all this ground in this area that has not been made part of this plat up to that point. So everything that's in the solid yellow right here is pretty much what is a remnant that is not included in the platted area.
So that's not part of the development then?
No.
No, that is not.
And then eventually where will that ground go?
Discussions with city staff, that's going to remain city right away. There's utilities in there. Utility easements, can't really do much with it other than keep it a city right away unless someone were to move all the utilities, and there's no intent to do that.
So there can't be anything put in there as far as trees or?
Well, I didn't say that. They can't build any structures on it. I don't know about trees.
Something. But if I wanted to get that ground back, I could put trees on it.
You'd have to look at the utilities.
Yeah, if you get locates and.
Sure, I understand that. But if I could get that ground back, then I could put trees in there.
If that would work out for you, yes, sir.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion, please?
Chairman, I move that we approve case 14004, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Before we go that far, do we want to add any kind of stipulation about the, before this becomes a final plat, that the answer, that we get an answer about the number of homes that would be suitable to be served by one entrance?
Yeah, would you like to basically, per the fire department's requirements, would that,
yeah, I think that
be the way you'd like to phrase that?
I'd okay. Say that's right, per their recommendation. All right. With that in addition, now could we have a second?
I'll still second that.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion and made and seconded, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That is the last item except for commission update.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council followed your recommendation and approved the site development plan for the Molo Oil on Middle Road and the Buena Vista addition within our 2-mile extraterritorial review process in the county. You guys did great work last year, looking at all the work you did in the annual report. Looking forward, I think we're going to keep you just as busy, if not busier, this year. So we apologize for that ahead of time.
That's a good problem to have.
Thank you. Thank you. One of the things I think that we should look at is perhaps going back into the ordinance and revising perhaps the wording for R2, since we're using it now. You know, that might be a good idea to go back and change some of that.
Yeah. That, if you recall, we're just on the cusp of hiring a consultant to help us review our comprehensive plan. And in a request for proposal, that was one thing we wanted them to do, is go through and help us review the existing ordinances and see how we need to adjust those.
I think it's time. There's a lot of descriptives in there that no longer apply, and
I do
some
not
things
disagree.
That we could add to help us. So, yeah. All right. Thank good. With any other comments from the commission? If not, we stand adjourned. Thank you.